Hi, this is Pastor Chris, and welcome to a devotional thought from Living Hope Baptist Church in Geneva, New York, on this Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. We started offering these daily devotions on Monday of this week as a response to the COVID-19 outbreak and its attending restrictions. Our hope is that the thoughts that we offer here will help all of us to keep our focus on loving the Lord and loving one another. With that in mind, we have been looking at life principles, those axiomatic, foundational truths we hold, the ones upon which we build our lives. So far, I have established two. First, that God exists, and secondly, that God speaks. God exists, and God speaks. Before I suggest a third today, I would like to note that for us, as Christians, axiomatic statements such as these are always by nature, secondary to Scripture. As they are conclusions we have made based, we hope, on Scripture, they are always the result of our human thoughts about the data that Scripture provides. Accordingly, we recognize that the potential for error is introduced. Our reasoning, tainted as it is by the fall and limited as it is by our finitude, is imperfect and susceptible to error. So we hold these principles gently, with greater or lesser certainty, always, of course, seeking to establish them beyond a reasonable doubt, but maintaining a general willingness to test them again to see whether they're accurate. We want fully accurate portrayals, of course, of what the Scriptures declare. That being said, and being true, I think, from a logical standpoint, it would be wrong for me to neglect or negate the experiential role of the Holy Spirit in our hearts in establishing the accuracy of our deductions. God's Holy Spirit within us prompts us to greater knowledge and love of God and His thoughts, and I think it would be unwarranted to disregard the epistemological certainty that the Holy Spirit can provide us. But what's the bottom line of all that? Just this. Our life principles, the ones that we list, are our own conclusions concerning what the Bible teaches us. Most of them, I think, are beyond reasonable doubt, such as God exists. But some, eventually, ones we form may not be so obvious. The latter we should hold gently and with humility, always be willing to correct those in light of biblical data. Okay, well, let's move on to my life principle number three. Here it is. Number three, people matter. Say it again, people matter. I build that principle on the fact of humanity's unique place in creation. Having created all else, God created man as the supreme expression of His creative activities, and He created him in His own image. We read this in Genesis 1:26-27. It says there, God said, "Let us make man in our own image. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. There are so many things to observe here, aren't there? First, note the privilege man has been given to bear within himself the divine imprint, the reflection in a unique way of Almighty God. Notice that this entails at least dominion or subordinate lordship over creation. And notice that this imprint is expressed exhaustively within humanity in both male and female. This image-bearing quality of humanity is, by the way, not merely a pre-fall reality. It continues, albeit marred, into the present. As evidence of this, we see God instruct Noah after the flood that anyone who kills another shall be held fully accountable, for he has killed someone created in the image of God. Without delving into the nuances of meaning contained in the term image of God, consider this. Every person, every single person you meet bears God's own image. Wow. That means if you will take the time to consider and look upon him or her, you will see something of God. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that he or she is God. I'm simply saying that you will see a reflection in that person of God. And that alone is astounding. I'll give a quick example of what I mean. My family and I were out somewhere It may have been a restaurant. I can't remember. But my daughter Grace was with us, and she was 24 or 25 at the time. In the midst of that outing, I saw her from a bit of a distance, and she was turned slightly away from me, and I could see only her profile. And at that moment, suddenly, I had the strangest impression that I was looking at her mother, Mara, as she had appeared when I first met her, and she was 25. The likeness was startling, and it was frankly disconcerting, and though my rational mind knew that this was not Mara, since she was long deceased, I had the uncanny sense of her presence in my memory. This, I think, is a poor, shadowy illustration of what man, created in God's image, was meant to be. Originally, before the fall, mankind reflected God's brilliance with an intensity that was palpable. But now, given the coming of sin, that brilliance has been veiled. Now, there is a biblical path that we could wander down, but I will refrain. Let me just quickly return to the principle, people matter. Consider this. God incarnate came to seek and to save the lost, to die for people. They were his top priority. He did not come to accumulate wealth. He came to rescue sinners. But why would he prioritize things? Of course he wouldn't. He created all things, and all those things are truly already his. So he comes in the incarnation to pursue and win the hearts of men, because people matter. I think all this is reflected in Peter's statement in his second epistle. The Lord is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So what is the bottom line? People matter. Well, we could look at many other passages, familiar ones like John 3:16, or less familiar ones such as 1 John 2:2. But the ones we've looked at, I think, will suffice. What does this mean for us today? Well, that our top two priorities are God and people. Here's a simple application of this third principle today, that people matter. Today, as you go through your day, remind yourself, as you interact with each person, that this is a person created in God's image. And challenge yourself to find that reflection in him or her. And then love him. Love her. As I close, let me remind you that you can always call or text me with any concerns. You can also email me at cnpilet@gmail.com. We've also created a thread for church discussions on WhatsApp. If you haven't joined it, please do. If you have trouble with it, please contact me and I'll help you get onto it. And at all times, remember, the best is yet to come. God bless. Have a great day.